This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A defiant Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not negotiate a further delay to Britain's departure from the European Union.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
Parliament voted in favor of an amendment that withheld support for the Brexit deal. According to legislation, the vote means Johnson is obliged to write to the EU seeking a delay beyond Britain's scheduled departure date of October 31st. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says he's happy with the decision to delay the vote.
I welcome today's vote. It's an emphatic decision by this House that has declined to back the Prime Minister's deal today and clearly voted to stop a no-deal crash out from the European Union.
Outside, tens of thousands of anti-Brexit demonstrators demanded a new referendum on whether Britain should leave the EU or remain. Syrian Kurdish-led forces and Turkey are exchanging blame for fighting that has rattled a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in northeastern Syria. The Kurds are appealing to U.S. Vice President Mike Pence to enforce the deal. The Syrian Democratic Forces say Turkey has failed to abide by the deal, refusing to lift the siege of a key border town. Turkey's defense ministry says it is completely abiding by the accord. South Sudan's opposition leader Riek Machar returned to his country Saturday. He is scheduled to meet with President Salva Kiir in a bid to form a unity government. The two leaders have less than a month to finalize the deal. From Washington, this is VOA News. Small groups of demonstrators gathered Saturday in central Beirut in an effort to keep Lebanon's anti-government protests going. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
After another night of violent clashes across Lebanon, anti-government protesters gathered for a third day of rage Saturday in the biggest protest the country has seen in decades. Fueled by rising fury over an economic crisis, the Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri gave his government partners a 72-hour deadline Friday to agree on reforms, hinting he may otherwise resign. These latest protests kicked off over the rising cost of living and new tax plans. Hezbollah leader Saeed Hassan Nasrallah addressed supporters Saturday, saying the group opposed the government's resignation and that the country didn't have enough time for such a move, given the acute financial crisis.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Hundreds of protesters battled police in the heart of Barcelona on Friday, on the fifth day of unrest following the jailing of Catalan separatist leaders. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Streets in Barcelona were ablaze on Friday night as hundreds of protesters battled with police in the heart of Spain's most visited city. Fiery barricades were set up and rocks hurled at security forces. It was the fifth day of unrest following the jailing of Catalan separatist leaders. Officials said there were clashes in at least four other towns and cities in Spain's wealthiest region in the far northeast of the country. Spain's Interior Ministry said 207 police had been injured since Monday and 128 people had been arrested in the region over the past 5 days, as pro-independence anger shows no sign of abating.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. A Google affiliate is using drones to deliver purchases in a key first U.S. test of the service. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
81-year-old Susie Sensmeyer has a spot in history, one of the first two people in the United States to have a purchase delivered by drone.
I've always been impressed with things flying up there. And the drone with nobody flying it is remarkable.
The purple winter vest she ordered from Dick's Sporting Goods in Christiansburg, Virginia, arrived at her home in just minutes Friday. Wing, a drone service owned by Google's parent Alphabet, has started a drone delivery pilot program, carrying orders from Walgreens and FedEx in parts of that southwest Virginia city. I'm Tim McGuire.
And speaking of things that fly, two female astronauts made history Friday at the International Space Station, completing the first all-woman spacewalk in NASA's history. Jessica Meir and Christina Cook repaired a failed power coupler on the station. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.